Okay, this month's year is being sponsored in memory of Ben Yom Ben Baruch Borim Harman Chai Rosa Bashlomo Zalman Borim Harman. Before I begin the show, I have to apologize because I have to end the show a couple of minutes early. That's something I must take care of later tonight. So we'll try to, I guess I'll just have to speak a little bit quicker to put everything in. So we're going to try to learn through the sugya tonight of Abodik Tzorach Sheyivarech, the Gemara that appears in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, but before a person does the Tikkas Chometz, so a person has to recite a Baracha. So the first sugya begins in Pesachim Zayin Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Abodik Tzorach Sheyivarech, before you do the Tikkas Chometz, you have to make a Baracha. Mai Mevarech, what's the Nusach HaBaracha? Rav Papi Al Mishmei Derava Leva'er Chometz, Rav Papa Al Mishmei Derava Albiyer Chometz. Very technical machlokes, where the Nusach HaBaracha is Leva'er Chometz, or the Nusach HaBaracha is Albiyer Chometz. So most people who learn the sugya of Abodik Tzorach Sheyivarech spend most of their time on this machlokes. Why is it Al and why is it Leh? The Gemara relates this to other mitzvahs. When do we say the bracha Al? When do we say the bracha Leh? And that's really, in a sense, really the primary sugya, which we're not going to talk about tonight. That when do you say which types of nusach brachas? Suffice it to say, there are really two different mahalchim in the Rishonim how to solve this dilemma. So there are, most of the Rishonim say that there is some kind of a clown, there's some kind of a rule, that there's a reason why some mitzvahs start with a lamed and why other brachas and mitzvahs start with an Al. And you have to try to figure out what the klal is. And the Rabbi gives you what he thinks the klal is, and the Rush gives you what he thinks his klal is, and the Ryan gives you what his klal is. Everybody's trying to find that mysterious klal. And Tosfos and Tzrachim and the Zion throw their hands up, and they say, V'aymeri, the ain klal was it. He said, there is no rule. He said, we can't figure it out. Half the brachas are one way, half the brachas are the other way, and every time we come up with a rule, there's a yaitim in a klal. So there must be some reason, but we really can't put our fingers on it. So what we're going to focus on more is not so much what the Nusach HaBracha is, but the very fact that you make a bracha altogether. So, L'chora, this Gemara is a big pal, it's very difficult to understand. Abodik Tzorach Sheyivarech, it sounds like this is Rav Yehuda's Chiddush, that you have to recite a bracha before you do Bedikas Chometz. And before you put on film, you don't make a bracha. And before you blow shofar, you don't make a bracha. Before you light chanukah candles, you don't make a bracha. We have a klal girl of kol mitzvahs mevarach le'mavolasi yosom. So anytime you do any mitzvah, you recite a bracha. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora has to be mechadish to us the concept of brichas and mitzvahs. We never heard of brichas and mitzvahs beforehand. So what is munach in the statement of Rabbi Yehuda? So comes the Rosh in the second Nemar Mekamos in Tzachemberg Alasim and Yud and says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Marav Avodik Tzorach Sheyivarech." The lo tema eina kolkach mitzvah, kaven the eina elo levaris a chametz min abayis. I would have thought that maybe bedikas chametz / biur is not really a significant mitzvah. Maybe it's not enough of a mitzvah to require a bracha. Kamash malon that it is. So what exactly was the havamina? Why would I have thought the bedikas chametz is so fundamentally different? And what's the maskana? Why is it not ultimately different? So the chora, what the Rosh is referring to is as follows. That there is a Tosfos in the third of the Mamakomas, the Tosfos that was Chul and Kuvhem and Aleph. The Tosfos discusses that there are really three different times that one is supposed to wash one's hands, the Torah Seudah. So one is, of course, Mayim Rishonim, the Tilos Yadayim, then there's Mayim Acharonim, at least there's Mayim Gemara, there's Mayim Acharonim, maybe there's Mayim Azad, depending on who you ask. And then there's a third kind of Mayim, which is Mayim Memtsoyim. Mayim Memtsoyim means that if a person eats Melchiks at the meal first, and then he wants to switch to eating Fleshiks, so then he can't just do that. He has to wash his hands first in order just to get off all the cheese, get off all the milchik residue off his hands. So those are the three different atilos yadayim that exist in halacha to Torah Seuda. So it happens to be that only the first of the atilos yadayim requires a bracha. Of course, you make a bracha when you wash the atilos yadayim before eating, but ma'ayim achronim doesn't require a bracha. That's a question in and of itself. But Tosfos is not addressing that. Tosfos is addressing why is it that ma'ayim emtsoyim doesn't require a bracha? Let's say a person ate a piece of cheese. Now he decides, you know what, I want to now have a piece of chicken. So he should have to go to the kitchen and go take a cup of water and should make a bracha shekin. He shoved him in his face and since the halacha requires of him to wash by memsoyim, so why isn't he required to make a bracha? So it says, tell us to tell him memsoyim from being gvinal a bracha shem at soyach mitzvah yutur in bracha. V'yesh lomar, the aim that kiyem hechsher achila, k'mon nikr chaylev amalichas basar. Tosfos says, when you clean out the chaylev of an animal, and you get rid of the gid hanasha, or when you kasha meat, you salt meat, you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? So the answer is that those actions are not really mitzvah saseh. Those actions are actions that the halacha mandates in order to avoid violating an iser. The Torah says, you're not allowed to eat chelev. This is pashuk. Chelev b'chadam lo sochelev. You're not allowed to eat chelev. You're not allowed to eat dam. You're not allowed to eat anosha. So therefore, there are a whole series of different halakhically required procedures to make sure that there's no chelev, to make sure that there's no dam, to make sure that there's no anosha. So true, you have to do those procedures, but those procedures are not really mitzvahs. Those procedures are just literally hechsher achivah. They're just ways of making sure that the food is kosher. Okay, for example, a mashkiah comes into a store and he checks the lettuce. So you check the lettuce to make a bracha shake, and the shavuot says, "Abdikas talvoyim," that you have to check the lettuce because otherwise you can't eat. Otherwise you can eat the bugs. Maybe not. Don't take this as a statement or anything. But I'm not trying to sell Gush Katif lettuce right now. I'm not in the business. But clearly there are things that the halacha requires of you to do, which are not mitzvahs per se, which are just necessary in order to avoid the pitfalls of an aveira. So those types of actions don't require a bracha. Taisa says, why do you have to wash the tilas mayim and soyim? Because you're not allowed to eat basal b'chalof. So to avoid eating basal b'chalof together, the nail, the chacham l'masakin, that you have to wash the tilas yadayim, but the tilas yadayim is not the teres mitzvah. It's only b'taras, avoiding an iser. So in fact, for this reason, that these types of activities, nikra chelem, lichas basar, these things don't have to be done by Jews. They can be done by non-Jews. A non-Jew may not have manas in this area. Maybe if the non-Jew tells you that he koshered the kasha the meat, maybe you can't believe him. That's a different story. But if you're watching him and you see what's going on, if he's doing the ma'is of malicha, so what? It's not a problem. You don't say it's your mitzvah and you need shlichos. You don't need shlichos. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a hechetimtzah, just to remove an iser. So that seems to be what the root of what the Rosh is saying about b'dikas chametz also. Now what's the nature of b'dikas chametz? All that boss of b'dikas chametz. So why do you have to be b'dikas chametz for? So the Gemara says, b'feirish ha-masechas tzachim, that b'dikas chametz is only mid-rabbanon. The mid-araisi you really don't have to be b'dikas chametz, because mid-araisi is a bit of b'yamasagi. If you're mevatel b'chametz, you say kol chamira, so mid-araisi you're home free. But mid-rabbanon, the chametz m'sakim b'dikas chametz. Why would they m'sakim b'dikas chametz? That's the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, on the first Tosfos of Tzachim, the Beizim and Aleph. So Rashi learns that the reason why the chametz m'sakim b'dikas chametz was to avoid the pitfall of Bal Yiro v'Yibotzei. Why do you mean avoid the pitfall? We just got finished saying with the rice of a bit of Yamasagi. So the Ron explains that Rashi means as follows, that true if a person is mevatel chametz properly believe Sholem, so he won't violate by Rav Yibotzei. But, you know, who says he's really going to mean it? Who says he really means to believe Shalom? Yeah, he thinks it's what it says in the Siddur. That's what everybody says in our Pesach in the morning. But he doesn't really mean it. Maybe really in the heart of hearts, really wants to keep on to hold on to some of his chametz. So it'll turn out that the B'dikas chametz wasn't really binding because it wasn't really believe Shalom. So therefore, the Ran says, the Chachamim were Mesakein B'dikas chametz, Shalom Lava B'bai Ravei Matzah, that they didn't want to rely on Bittul. Really, strictly speaking, in the right, Bittul is good enough. If the person honest to goodness is mevatel b'lev shalom, then he doesn't have to worry. But the chachamim were afraid. They made a low plug. Even if you personally are mevatel b'lev shalom, they made a low plug that everybody has to do b'dikas chametz. So according to Rashi, the tekanas chachamim of b'dikas chametz was primarily to protect by your avei monse. And Tosfos and Beizim and Alfam Sochem totally disagrees. Tosfos says, "Nidarai, b'dikas chametz. What do you want? He was mevatel chametz. There is no by your avei monse." So why do you need b'dikas chametz? So Tosfos says it was to prevent a totally different iser, not the iser of by Rabbi Motzei. It was a siyag gzer Hashem yovel yochlo, because midarai, so you can leave all your chametz around and just be mevatel it, and then you're going to come home Pesach, you're going to come home to the Seder, and you can have a pizza sitting there. So gzer Hashem yovel yochlo. So the chacham made a takana that you shouldn't leave chametz around, even though you were mevatel it. Not only were they mesakin, you can't leave the chametz around that you know about, but they're mesakin that if it's a makom shemachnisim by chametz, you have to go and look, you have to go search to get rid of all the possible chametz that's there. So according to Tosfos, the takon of b'dikas chametz was geared towards protecting the iser of eating chametz. So Bein Rashi, Bein Tosfos, the takana of b'dikas chametz was in a certain sense a negative takana. It was a takana that was made to protect something. It was a takana that was made to protect an iser. So comes the Rosh and says, so one could have made a good case that you don't make a bracha on such a takana. The same way you don't make a bracha on nikar chaylev, and you don't make a bracha on melichas vasa, and you don't make a bracha on netilas mayim mamsoyim, because these are not mitzvahs. These are just hechetimtzahs to avoid averas. So maybe b'dikas chametz is also it's a a type of and the Chum are telling you, we're strongly recommending, we're requiring of you to make sure to get rid of your chametz, so that you don't violate this, this, you don't violate this, or you plug it in, Rashi, Taisus, whatever pshat you want, but both Rashi and Taisus, the nature of the B'nai Chomets is to protect the Surah. So that made a lot of sense, that you perhaps should not make a bracha. So now, we built up the Havaminas so well, some yeshivas, they spend weeks and weeks and weeks in Havaminas. So now we built the Havamina up, now what's the Maskana? So why is it Taka? Why does Rav Yudah Marav say, Abodei Tzarech Shevarech? So our Korachach, what Rav Yudah Marav has been mechadish to us, is that although the impetus for the Gezeira was Shelo Lava B'Bayin Ra, or Shelo Yavo B'Achilus Chomet, but the formulation of the Takana was the Taras Asay. That means there was an official formal Takana Chacham, Mitzvah B'Dirabanan, no less than Kriyas HaMegillah, no less than Halachos Neres Chanukah, no less than Erev Tavshilin. It was a formal Takana Chachamim to do an active mitzvah derabbanan of B'dikas Chametz, even though what prompted Chazal to institute it was Shelo Lalav Vayirav Emotzi or Gzer Shem Yavol Yachlo. But at the end of the day, they formulated that as a takana. It's not like Nikra Chayav and Malichas Basar. Malichas Basar somehow magically the don disappears by itself. So good. So there's no mitzvah to do malicha. There's no inyan to do malicha. You don't have to try to do the malicha yourself. You can have a guy do the malicha for you. It's no problem. But for B'dikas Chametz, if you don't do the B'dikas Chametz, if you delegate it to a non-Jew, so then you are mevatel the mitzvah. If you get delegated to a Jew, so then you yeltsin based on shlichos, but mitzvah by yeltsin is bishlucho. But when it comes to malichas basa, there's no mitzvah by yeltsin bishlucho, but there's a greater mitzvah for me to kasher the meat and to have somebody else kasher the meat. There's no such thing, because malichas basa was never takana sacham. Malichas basa was just a timsa to avoid isurim. Hashem came, but because chametz, although it was originated, the Torah's law, it was originated to protect isurim, the formal takana was the Torah's mitzvah sase. So therefore, lamaisa, you do recite a bracha.
The truth is they gave it as not.
Right, I mean, they made a form over the, like a mitzvah, like the same way there's a Zman of Lachas, there's Chanukah, there's a Zman of Lachas, a Zman Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a Zman, the Bikas Chametz. Because Shema Levat Lev Shalem. Well, the Ran is just telling you the reason why they instituted it, but just because the reason was Shema Levat Lev Shalem, you still don't know that it was B'Torah Saseh, so that you need the Chiddush of Rav Yudah Marav, but it's Tzarech Sheyavarech. So this idea that the Digas Chometz is not really B'Torah's Lav, it really is B'Torah's Asay, so that may be true some of the time, but it may be some remnant of that Havamina. I mean, the Havamina may not be totally wrong, it may sometimes come back to life. So in the fourth of the Ma'am Kamos, the Gemara tells them, Sachem Dafavam and Alas, a very, very important Gevara, which is relevant for many people in Taisach, what if a person is leaving, he's not going to be home in Pesach. So, there's a Chazal, so, what do you mean, you're not going to be home? Where are you going on Pesach? I'm a farish, you're going to be on a boat ride somewhere. They didn't mean a cruise, and then you're going to be on, you have to go somewhere. Yotze B'Shayara, the guy's going to be in a caravan in the middle of the desert, so the mighty knows that he's not going to be on Pesach. So is he required to do B'dikas Chametz before he leaves or not? So comes the Gemara and says, depends. Kodem Shloshim Yom, Ein Zochel Levaya. So Shloshim Yom, Zochel Levaya. Depends when he left. If he leaves before 30 days before Pesach, left before Purim, then he doesn't have to bother with B'dikas Chametz, Bia Chametz. He can leave all the Chametz wherever it is, doesn't he? He has to do Bittul Chametz. That's because Midaraisa. You have to, of course, get rid of it. You have to be involved in the Chametz, but the Takonas Achav of B'dikas Chametz, there's no need to do if you left before 30 days. But Shloshim Yom Zochel Levaya. But if you leave within 30 days, so then you're mechuyev to be mevaya. Where does 30 days come from? So that's the Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, that the halacha is that Sholem V'Darshim, because of Pesach, Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom, that's when the mitzvahs HaChag already mutalas on the person. So if you leave within 30 days, leave after Purim, then you have to do B'dikas Chametz. Amr Abayi, had the Amras Toch Shloshim Yom Zok Levaya, that which we say that within 30 days you have to get rid of your Chametz, Lo Omer El Shaddai Talachsa, that's only assuming you're going to return on Pesach. We're going to learn Pshat like Rashi, that it means you're going to come back during Pesach. But Ein Dai Talachsa, if a guy's mom is not planning on coming back at all, so then Ein Zok Levaya, so then he's not Mechut Zim Levaya, even though he left within 30 days. That would be a Gevaldik Akula. A guy leaves Erev Pesach, or let's say the day before Erev Pesach, a guy leaves in Yud Gimel Nisan, he's going to the hotel for the next 10 days. So according to Abaye, Ein Dai Talachsa, he's not planning on coming back. So Ein Zok Levaya can leave everything the way it is, just in the Vaflet Vidayo. So Amalei Rava, the problem is that we don't pass the Abaye. Rava asked Abaye, Ein Dai Talachsa, Afilim Rosh Hashanah Nami. If he's planning on coming back, so then there's no difference. If he he's going to be back on Pesach, so he's going to be left Rosh Hashanah. He left 6 months ago. Of course, he has to do bedikas chametz. El amar Rava, the chiluk is as follows: How the amar told him shloshim yom ein zoch levayer lo amar and el she'ein dait alachzor. If a dait alachzor, I feel in Rosh Hashanah zoch levayer. Rava says the chiluk goes like this: that if it's within 30 days, so then no matter what, you have to do bedikas chametz. Whether you're planning on coming back, you're not planning on coming back. If you are in your house within 30 days before Pesach, so the mitzvah hayom, mitzvah hachag, is mutalas on you. So you have the chiluk to do bedikas chametz, no matter what your plans are. But in addition to that, Rava says, let's say you left your house before 30 days, but you're coming back. You left your house to Bishvat, but you know you're coming back in 2 months, 2.5 months from now. You're going to be back for the Chol HaMoed. So then the halach is you also have to do bedikas chametz. So according to Rav, it comes out all the chumras. That's how we pass in the halach. If either one of these two factors are true, you're mechuyav from bedikas chametz. If you're planning on being there any time during Pesach, for sure you're chayav from bedikas chametz, no matter when you left the house. And even if you're not planning on being there, but you were home within 30 days, you're also mechuyav from bedikas chametz. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ritva quotes a fascinating opinion from his rabbi, I'm taking from the Ra'ah. He quotes the following chiluk. Even though it's true, la halacha l'maisa, we passed in that a person is required to do bedikas chametz in either one of these two scenarios. Either if he left within 30 days, even not coming back, or if he left from before 30 days, if he is coming back. Says the Ritva, those two chiyuvim are not on par. They're not on the same level. One of the cases, one would recite a bracha on bedikas chametz, and the other one would not recite a bracha. Which is which? Says the Ritva, if a person left within 30 days, so then he's mechuyev in the formal official takana sachavim called bedikas chametz, and then the halacha of abayde tzarech shevarech kicks in, and he's mechuyev to recite a bracha, whether he's going to come back, not going to come back, because that's the mitzvah bedikas chametz. That's the mitzvah essay of bedikas chametz. The fact that the halacha says that if a guy leaves town 6 months before, but he's planning on coming back, he also has to do bedikas chametz, that's not the mitzvah essay of bedikas chametz. That's not the takana sachavim bedikas chametz. The takana sachavim bedikas chametz cannot start before Purim. Any checking for chametz that you're doing until Bishvat is not the mitzvah bedikas chametz. So what are you doing?
Why? Okay, he's not going to be home.
No, the person is leaving from before Purim, but he's going to come back on Pesach. So the Ritva is learning that any bedika that you're doing before Shloshim Yom is not included in the takana. So the mitzvah sayom of Pesach only begins from Shloshim Yom Kar B'chag. Anything that's done before is not the mitzvah. So what do you have to do it for? If it's not the mitzvah, so what are you doing it for? So the Ritva says, because l'maisi, you could end up coming home, it's going to be chametz there and gevalt. It'll be terrible. So the Ritva says, that quote-unquote bedikas chametz that you have to do, if it's dait alachzor, even though it's more than 30 days before, that's not abayde tzarech shevarech. That's not orla abos abayde tzarech chametz l'aneh. That's not the mitzvah derabanan b'toras essay of bedikas chametz. That's the mitzvah sadrom. You can't have pizza sitting around your house because you're going to come to eat it. So that's sechel yoshitik taste you have to get rid of. Says the Ritva, that's like malichas basar. That's like mikra chel v'agid. That's like mayim emtsoyim. So that doesn't warrant a bracha. So it comes out, according to the Ritva's pshat, this idea that the bedikas chametz can be viewed as either as a b'toras isser or b'toras mitzvah, so the answer is it depends. But sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's the other way. Any bedikas chametz that's being done within 30 days of Pesach is b'toras mitzvah saseh, and therefore warrants a bracha. Any bedikas chametz that's being done before 30 days is only b'toras avoiding lavim, and in fact does not warrant a bracha. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like this Ritva for a totally different reason. Our minig is Ramah quotes a minig that we only recite a bracha on Leil Yudal as Nisan. So even if a person is doing bedikas chametz on Leil Yigimel, he's going away a day early, and even if he's died to Lachra, he's coming back Chol HaMoed, but he's going away for the first couple of days and he's going to come back Chol HaMoed. If he's not doing the bedika of the Leil Yudal as Mamesh, Ketakonas Anishta, or La Bosra, Bajnas Chametz Tehaner, then he does not recite the bracha. So according to us, the whole Ritva is irrelevant. The fourth day, the third day, you never make the bracha unless you're doing it Mamesh on Leil Yudal. But according to the Ritva, who didn't buy into that idea of the unique Chiv of Leil Yudal, who held that any time within 30 days is theoretically the Chlal, the Mitzvah, the Rabban, the Mitzvah essay of Bedikas Chametz, which would warrant a better tzarech shevarech, but up until Purim, from Pesach back to Purim, but from Purim beforehand, so that's not the mitzvah saseh derabban of a better tzarech shevarech. That's just technically you have to do the bedika to avoid isurim, on technical acts to avoid isurim, one does not recite a bracha. The Rosh in the fifth of the Ramah Kamos and Sochem in the first parak in Siman Yud raises an important issue that comes up very much relevant halacha l'maisa in terms of bedikas chametz. The Yesh Olim says the Rosh, she'ein levodek ledaber at sheyigbur ha-bedika, that a person should not speak until he finishes bedikas chametz. So, sometimes that can be a very, very long procedure. So a person isn't supposed to speak. The Yesh Basif and Oth says the Rosh, she'ein levodek she'imsach bedvarim da'alma shalom ein ha-bedika, she'tzarech lachzor ulevarech. It's the gears to lived up, doesn't really make too much sense. She'tzarech lachzor ulevarech. So the Rosh says that there are some who say that if a person did speak in the middle, so he has to make a new bracha. Why? Because the bracha can only relate to whatever there was no hefsek to. So say the guy makes a bracha, now he starts checking the living room. So he finishes the living room, he goes up to the bedroom, and then he gets a phone call and he's schmoozing for 10 minutes. So now he wants to continue checking the bedroom. So wait a second, what do you mean you check in the bedroom? Where's the bracha? Where's your brichas on mitzvah? You're doing the mitzvah derabana b'dikas chametz. What do you mean, where's my bracha? I made the bracha 10 minutes ago, but you were mesir das, you were mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. So since you talked in the middle, so there are some opinions that maintain that that throws into question the entire bracha. The whole bracha is bottom of otol, and now you would be required to recite another bracha. Where do you have such an idea? Is there any mocha for this in Shas, this idea that you make a bracha, you start a mitzvah, and you don't quite finish it, and you talk in the middle, you got to start all over again. You have to make a new bracha. So this is the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. We spoke about this a couple of years ago when we were learning Hichos Tefillin, where the Gemara speaks about Soch ben Tefillah Tefillah. If a person makes the bracha, let's say with Ad Minigis, most of us follow the Minig of Rabbeinu Tam, of reciting Lachaniach on the Tefillin Shayyad and reciting our mitzvahs on the Tefillin Shayrosh. Rashi held you just make Lachaniach, you never make our mitzvahs. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, a normal morning, so you make two brachas on Tefillin. So if a person puts on the Shayyad and then he puts on the Shayrosh, so he makes Lachaniach and then he makes our mitzvahs Tefillin. But if a person was Soch ben Atayim, if a person made Lachaniach, put on the Shayyad, and then started the Shmuz, and then 5 minutes later comes back to put on the Shayrosh, so Rabbeinu Tam says he has to make two brachas. He has to repeat the bracha of Lachaniach, and he has to make another bracha on mitzvah tefillin, because the Rebbeinu Tam understood that Lachaniach is really going with both. That's really the bracha of mitzvah and tefillin. You need a bracha Lachaniach, that's the ma'aseh mitzvah. Lachaniach tefillin, that goes, that's chal, both in the Shayyad and the Shorosh. So what are you making new on mitzvah tefillin for? That's for other reasons. There's a question according to Rebbeinu Tam, why are you making the bracha altogether? But clearly according to Rebbeinu Tam, Lachaniach is relating to both. And if a person talks in the middle, so then the bracha is boslam of vutlan, he has to start all over again. So that seems to be what the Yesh Mosifim were referring to as well. That some of these Rishon that the Rosh is quoting were comparing the din of Hesek Hadas, the din of Hesek, that brichas tefillin, to the din of a Hesek in the middle of the bracha b'dikas chametz, just as by tefillin, which is an ongoing mitzvah, there's two components, two parts, there's the Shayyad and the Shorosh. If you goof and you talk in the middle, so then you got to start all over again with a new bracha. Who are dinami when it comes to b'dikas chametz, you goof, you have to start all over again with another bracha. So comes the Russian says, V'chol ze'ein nirali, says it doesn't mean that's true. Allah sheyesh li'zosh le'yasich ben bracha l'tchilas ha-bedika. He says, true, if you make a bracha, and then before you even start looking for anything, you're already shmoozing, so that's back a problem. That's like making a bird for eight, and then not taking a bite out of the apples. Of course you have to make a new bracha if you talk. But v'acha she'hizchil lo havi yasich ha-hefsek, midin havi yashiv ha-sukkoch, adem ha-medav ha-sukh sudasa, lo havi yasich ha-hefsek, v'hatsich lach shal avarach al ha-sukkoch, u'brichas ha-melzi, lo matzino the sich ha-hefsek, elabin tefillin le'tefillin. Says the Rosh, by all other mitzvahs, by all other brachas, by brachas on motzi, brachas on nenin, so a person makes a motzi, he takes a bite out of the bread, he swallows the bread, and then he talks. So why don't you say, how can he continue eating the bread? It's not all smach the bracha. So the Rosh says, that's ridiculous, there is no such halacha. Or yeshiva besukha, we don't find that a person makes a leisha besukha and he has to keep quiet the whole meal. So as soon as he's being yanked to the mitzvah at the beginning, he's starting off the mitzvah, so the bracha is chal already. So says the Rosh, who did not? You made the bracha, you started the bedika, you did a little bit, you checked it's a half a room, so that's already the haschalas ha-bedika. So I'm you're okay, and don't bring me a raya from Tfilin. Tfilin is different. Mishon the bracha, Mishon the kaimanami, anocha, Tfilin, Shel Rosh. Then he refers to Mechoik, his Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. The whole story, why Tfilin is different. Then at the very end, the Rosh says 3 lines on the bottom, Umiyu, Lechatchila totally zosh, lo yasek besicha betelat yigurkom lebedika kula, kdei she yasek malibo livdok b'chadarm aval yasekha makashul chris mechav. It says the Rosh, for very practical reasons, you should follow the tzak. It means, those Rishonim who said the Yitzmanish and it's a gomer to talk in the middle of Bedikas Chametz, and if you talk it's a hefsek and you have to start all over again, it's a disaster. So the Rosh didn't buy into all that. He says, nah, it's not true. It's not true by Birchas HaNen, and it's not true by Birchas HaMitzvot. It's a unique din by tefillin. But says the Rosh, and hate to tell you, come ask the Lord. Of course you shouldn't talk when you're doing Bidikas Chametz. If you're going to be schmoozing on the cell phone when you're doing Bidikas Chametz, so, how you doing? You get distracted a little bit. So, what's the hands-free cell phone? So a person is, make sure not to get pulled over in Bar Park. But if a person is doing Bidikas Chametz, and he's in the middle of schmoozing, so obviously he's not going to do a very efficient job with his chametz. But in terms of pure Hilchos Brachos, in terms of pure Hilchos Hefsek, so the Rosh doesn't really see that to be much of a problem. So this is really a running machlokes. This machlokes, the Rosh and the Yesh Omrim in the Rosh, the first opinion in the Rosh, is not really a Bikas Chometz shal. This is a general shal about all mitzvahs. When you have a bracha and you start doing the mitzvah and then you continue, it's a long, long, long schlepped out mitzvah. So what's the din? Are you allowed to talk in the middle or not allowed to talk in the middle? So some Mishnayim say you're not allowed to talk, and if you talk, that's making the bracha. Another Mishnayim say it's not true. So this carries over to many mitzvahs. We have this to say, a person putting up mezuzahs, person puts up 25 mezuzahs. So you don't make a bracha likvar mezuzah on each one. You make the bracha likvar mezuzah on one, and you go around banging in all the other mezuzahs. So now you get a phone call in the middle. You want to schmooze, stop 5 minutes and talk on the phone. So according to the Yesh Omrim, the first opinion in the Rosh, you can't do that. You got to make a new bracha if you do it. It's a bracha shen atzricha, garam bracha shen atzricha. According to the Rosh, that would be okay. That's not such a big problem. Well, let's say you have this by tefillas kelim. The person brings 20 kelim to the mikvah, and you start shmoozing in the middle. So according to some Rishon, you have to start all over again. You have to not start the previous kelim. You have to make a new bracha in order for the future kelim to be covered by the bracha. And according to the Rosh, that wouldn't be true. So the poskim tell us that we should avoid the shayla. We shouldn't get involved in the shayla. That's why the person should be careful during bidikas chametz that he talks. Should not talk in the middle of bidikas chametz. If you talk in bidikas chametz, then you get stuck on this whole shayla of making a new bracha, not making a new bracha. If you talk, no, we won't try to make a new bracha. We suffer brachas l'alkal. We should also try to avoid the shayla, unless it's with tzarech habdika. Let's say you need someone to come help you or something with bidikas chametz. That's okay. That you're allowed to talk. Even between the bracha and the mitzvah itself, mikra dim. The Gemara says in brachas that if you made a motzi and then you need someone to bring salt or something, so then that would be all right. So whatever is the tzarech inyan, that doesn't really constitute a hefsek. But if it's not the tzarech inyan, so one should really try to be careful not to be mafsik at all, to avoid the shayla savi brachas. There is one last takuda, but we speak about reciting a bracha on the dikas chametz. So every once in a while you have a situation where a person is not mechuyav to do bidikas chametz, we can actually get away with bitul chametz. Let's say for example, chametz shenofla mapolas. The person has some chametz and the whole house collapsed and it's underneath bricks and cement and all kind of garbage. So the Mishnah says, the chametz shenofla mapolas, even the dogs can't get to it. So mevata believe over daya. So he's not mechuyav to do bidikas chametz, he can just do the dinder ice of bitul and finish and call it a day. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, should recite a bracha on that bitul chametz. So we find habaytik tzarech shiyavarech, but we don't find hamavatul tzarech shiyavarech. So the reason why we don't find is because we never let a person just do bitul chametz. 99.99% of the time, we require orla basa b'yin as a chametz. But for the one mishnah take a case where the guy got away without bidikas chametz because it's enough chametz left in a pearl for some other similar scenario. So what should Allah be? Should we say that hamavatul tzarech shiyavarech or not? So there are some Rishonim who say, yep, that's the mitzvah, bitul chametz. Rashi learns of the mitzvah tashbisu. It's the mitzvah deraisa. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the deraisa bitul b'yamasag, he means that's the mitzvah deraisa tashbisu solim batechem. Tashbisu is a lashon bitul. So before you do the mitzvah tashbisu, you have to recite a bracha. And the Torah writes not that way. The Torah writes that since bitul chametz is belev, which not everybody agrees to, but the Torah assumes that you don't really have to say the kochamir, it's good enough belev. So the Torah writes, lo matzano, lo shamano, there should be a bracha on a machshava. You don't make a bracha, bracha tashet v'shem, it's also l'hamin v'hashem. There's a mitzvah, l'anech Hashem l'kecha. You don't make the bracha. Bracha is made on mitzvah shebedibur, kriyas ha-megillah, on kriyas ha-halel, or on mitzvah shebemaisel, hanachos tefillin, shebesuch, etc. But mitzvahs which are fulfilled kiyum and belev, mitzvah shebelev, such as bitto, which is the deraisa, good enough for lev, so the Torah says, lo shemana, there should be such a bracha. So a technical detail in terms of whether the bracha carries over to that case. But kol the basic halacha being, and the chiddush that bidikas chametz is different than just prevention of yisurim. Sometimes there may be certain elements of just mere prevention of yisurim. Then you have the whole issue of the rush as to the kepeda, since they're not getting involved in terms of heschadas and hefsek in terms of luchas brachos. So I'm sorry again, we have to stop a couple of minutes early. Wish everyone a chakosh or savach.